your facts and stats from around the world. Around the world. Radio X Financial News.
European airlines are set for some major turbulence in the coming months, according to analysts who predict the Brexit vote and terrorism will impact consumer demand. Andrew Lobbenberg, who is an airlines analyst for HSBC, told CNBC that banks shouldn't underestimate the impacts of rising capacity in the airline industry, which in turn is putting fares under pressure. Budget carrier Ryanair believes Brexit may hold implications for its business and have said that they will pivot growth away from UK airports and focus more on growing their operations at EU airports over the next 2 years. The Irish airline reported a 4% rise in profits in the first quarter, but warned that average fares were falling. Hans Vestberg, the chief executive of Swedish telecoms giant Ericsson, has stepped down with immediate effect. Vestberg, who has been CEO since 2010, has come under fire in recent months, with Swedish media questioning his leadership and pay, particularly after weak quarterly results in April sent its share price down 15% in a single day. The CEO's departure comes days after the company reported that like-for-like sales had declined for a seventh consecutive quarter. Chief Financial Officer Jan Frykhammer will be acting CEO, with Group Treasurer Carl Melander as acting CFO, while the company searches for Vestberg's successor. Oil prices have fallen to a three-month low, hit by rising concerns that a global oversupply of both crude and natural gas will dampen prices. US oil fell 2.4% to $43.11 a barrel, its lowest since April, meaning it's now fallen by 12% so far this month. Brent crude dropped 2.1% to its lowest level since the 10th of May. Shares in oil and firms also lost ground, with ExxonMobil shares down 1.8%. and Chevron down 2.6%. Data from the market intelligence firm Genscape also suggested that US production had increased, with the inventory at the Cushing, Oklahoma delivery base rising by 1.1 million barrels in the week to the 22nd of July.